Hello, this is Frankly Speaking, a public affairs program which focuses on issues and interests of relevance to people everywhere. I'm Stephanie Hopkins for George Mason University, and today we will be discussing the daycare dilemma for parents who work, go to school, or both. My panelists are Susan Smith, Director of University View Child Care Center at the Salvation Army in Fairfax, Judith Rosen, Director of the Fairfax County Office for Children, and Frances Batchelder, Executive Director of the Yorktown Square and Fairfax Village Day Schools and the Infant Toddler Center. Both Batchelder and Smith are graduates of George Mason University. Is there a daycare problem?
There are many daycare problems. There are problems of accessibility, problems of cost, problems of quality, problems of essentially who's going to care for my child and where, how much it's going to cost.
You know, earlier before we started the show, you happened to mention daycare versus child care. Exactly what is the controversy?
I think the controversy means between adult care and child care, because nowadays with our older people are in need of daycare, and so we're just trying to separate the two between child and adult.
I'm not so sure there's a controversy. I think that people have certain thoughts when they think of daycare. In the past, when people thought of daycare, they thought of daycare for poor people. Nowadays, many families are using daycare, and they're thinking more in terms of child care. And I think it's just a different emphasis rather than care for the poor child to good care for all children whose parents are working.
I heard someone mention once that the most important thing that a four-year-old can do is play. Is that actually true?
Yes.
Yes, it definitely is. Play is how the children learn at that age about their world. It's how they establish the concepts that they're going to need later on to be able to tackle the task of reading. It's how they learn how to deal with other children, which is definitely something that has to be accomplished before they go on to more formal kinds of learning.
So are you actually saying that play is more important at that particular stage of the child's development than even learning the alphabet or possibly drilling them on learning how to write their names?
Yes, it really definitely is. They can learn the alphabet really at any point, but if they haven't gotten the concepts that they need, if they don't understand what writing and such is all about, that it's a method of putting down what has been felt or what has been discussed, then those 26 letters really don't have much relevance at all for them.
What types of problems are parents normally concerned about when they're considering a daycare? I remember that at one point when I was young, there were no daycare centers, so there was an extended family. Normally the grandmother was held responsible for keeping the child, because my parents were primarily concerned about the quality of daycare. But I'm sure there are some other considerations at this point.
Many people now consider daycare to be the new extended family. As a matter of fact, there was a book with that title called The New Extended Family, and it talked about the daycare situations. I think most parents are concerned about the quality of care, but they don't know what to look for, because they have never seen young children in group care situations. So they need some assistance or some guidelines in determining what is quality care. Even more important, when they really go out to look for daycare, is often they don't know where to look, who will provide assistance in finding daycare with them. They're concerned about that if they have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning, they have to find daycare either near their home or their place of work or somewhere along the way, and that limits their options very much. And then, of course, they want to be able to afford the daycare. Daycare these days is not a cheap service. It's a very expensive service. So the family has to be willing to devote a sizable portion of their income to pay for their daycare.
And too many people really don't think that way. Sometimes the child care fee is at the bottom of their list, and it should be one of their first, because the child care people are the ones who are caring for the children so that they can work. There are a number of publications out now that will help parents on understanding what quality child daycare is and the questions to ask. The Office for Children here in Fairfax has one out, the Division for Children Virginia has a new one out, and I understand also the federal government has pamphlet or a booklet out on for parents that they to help them find the right questions to ask and what to look for.
When people are talking about daycare, they're talking of, generally speaking, full care for their child while the parent is working or going to school. A lot of people assume that just means daycare or child care centers. Actually, only about 10 to 20% of the children who are in care are in centers. Most of them are, especially in Fairfax County, are what we call family daycare homes. These are women who are at home taking care of other children's, other people's children as a business. And in a sense, again, they are something like the aunt or the grandmother, but they're professionals at their job, and they are taking care of most of the infants and toddlers who need daycare services in Fairfax County.
I've heard the terminology part-time daycare. Exactly what does that mean?
Part-time daycare is for any portion of the day less than, say, 8 hours. A lot of families are in a position where the mother particularly needs to earn some income, but does not necessarily have to commit herself to a full 40-hour-a-week position. More and more jobs are going, more and more offices are permitting part-time employees, and that is particularly handy for mothers with young children. But the bind that it puts them in is that it is very difficult to find someone to take care of your child for less than an 8-hour day. A daycare center particularly has difficulty with its scheduling and for various financial reasons accepting children for less than the full day. People in need of part-time child care frequently end up needing to find someone who will take care of the child in either the child's own home or more frequently in the family daycare provider's home. But family daycare providers are frequently difficult to find. Everyone knows that they're out there, but they're frequently hard to locate.
Are parent-child relationships enhanced by the addition of daycare?
That's a very difficult question to ask, and I think people would probably ask that question differently. You ask it in a positive sense. I think most people would say, are parent-child relationships threatened or hurt by daycare? And we all have a sense of values in terms of how children should be raised and are concerned when the parents, quote, aren't raising their own children. And there have been a lot of studies recently that have tried to get at that very issue. I think what the studies have generally concluded that parents who make responsible choices in terms of their daycare, who feel good about themselves and their children, generally have good relationships with their children. Where all those conditions don't exist, and that happens very often, then there are problems.
I have a funny little remark about that, though. My husband quotes that he was deprived because when he was a little child, he didn't have child care or a daycare center to go to.
And I'm sure that is considered just the opposite effect, because maybe a child might not receive the interaction of other relationships with children or human beings that are their age who have the same types of interest.
I think one of the things in the Fairfax County Office for Children, we do a lot of training of daycare professionals that are teachers, directors, aides, and family daycare providers. And certainly in many of our courses, we stress that the role of the daycare professional, or one of the major tasks of the daycare professional, is to enhance and encourage the parent-child relationship, because that's the best thing you can do for that child.
I'm sure parents, once they have turned their child over to a daycare center or a child center, they're concerned also about what's going to happen to this child after this daycare relationship, meaning the transitional stage of going from daycare to kindergarten.
That transition is usually fairly gradual. For one thing, if a parent works full time and the child is in kindergarten, kindergarten is only 2 to 3 hours a day, and therefore is going to need care for the other 6 or 7 or 8 hours of the day that the parent is away from home. So that helps to make that a more gradual sort of transition. A lot of daycare centers and good preschools will establish a relationship before the child goes between the center and the school that the child is going to be going to. With the parent's permission, we'll share whatever information that the center or preschool has about the child that will sort of help to ease the transition, so that whatever they have already learned about the child doesn't have to already be learned over again. So some of these kinds of things help in the transition. Some preschools and daycare centers will even take a group of children to the kindergarten that they will be attending next year, so that still in a group of familiar faces, they can go and meet the new situation.
What you've just described, again, is part-time daycare.
Right. Generally, particularly children enrolled in kindergarten, but also children enrolled from 9 to 3 in the grades, particularly the primary grades. Most parents are not home from work at 3. They're certainly not home from work, many of them at 12 when kindergarten is mm-hmm. out. So they do need after-school or extended day services.
There are a number of extended daycare type services here in Fairfax County, and they run a whole range of type of services. Many daycare centers do have programs where they take the child, especially the kindergarten, the first grade child, after school, if they are close to the school, generally speaking. In addition, Fairfax County Office for Children operates an extended daycare program where we provide before school, after kindergarten, and after school daycare for school-aged children, generally kindergarten through third or fourth grade, though we do have some fifth and sixth graders there as well. Some children go home to family daycare providers, and some children go home to older brothers and sisters or to nobody.
Going home to nobody, what is the actual effect of that?
I think it really depends on the age of the child and the maturity of the child and what the expectations of the family have been before. I certainly can't imagine a kindergarten child or first grader or either a second grader being responsible enough for that expectation of that child to be that responsible to take care of themselves. So they certainly need some sort of protection, if nothing else, after they come home from school. By the time you get up to the third, fourth, and fifth, sixth graders, I think they need another type of care. And I think that's the hardest type of care because that's the time when you're encouraging a little more independence.
Quite a bit has been done in this area, I would say, in the last 10 years. In the 60s, there was the cry of the latchkey child. And I think you can look all over the country, and especially here in Fairfax County, our concerns for these children, what with the various extended day programs that are being offered here and in other states. So I think that need is certainly being looked at, and of course there still is a lot more work that needs to be done on it.
Any last minute thoughts to our listening audience?
I have one, and I'm plugging this, and it's called the National Campaign for Child Daycare for Working Families. Various types of people and various types of professions over the country have joined together and meeting several times in the last 6 months and have come up with a platform. And I would like to read you the basic goal. And it's quality child daycare for children must be available for all working parents who need it and want it at a price that they can afford. And these are profit, nonprofit, large child care organizations are all joining together to try to find out ways that they can make this a possibility.
You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public affairs program produced by George Mason University. I'm Stephanie Hopkins for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.
A number of employers have, large employers in Fairfax County, have approached our office recently asking assistance so that they could provide daycare services for their employees. They're beginning to realize that in order to keep and attract good employees, they're going to need to provide some assistance in terms of daycare. And here in Fairfax County, we're going to be working with the Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Authority to help employers or groups of employers to provide daycare services for their employees. I think it'll be a benefit not only for the employee, but for the employer as well.